Boswell Media Sports.
And we're bringing you back here. This is the Piggly Wiggly of Carthage post-game show, and we bring in Coach Brian Pickens in here post-game. And, Coach, let's go play for a championship.
That's right. That's right. Well, first thing I want to announce is Coach Barham is a man, because I just sat on that stool he has sat on, I guess, all night, and I don't know what is happening to that stool, but I had to get, I feel shorter now, but I just had to get a new stool.
That was kind of pinching.
But no, that was a heck of a game by our kids tonight. I am so, excuse me, I got choked up there.
I don't blame you, I'd get choked up.
So proud of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, to come in, and the way they had to do this. You know, last week, you got to play Hartfield, one of our district opponents. You know, and it was a battle the first time. Well, it was a battle last week, and so they had to play four quarters. And then you turn around and you play the next district opponent, and you know, in your district that, you know, last time, 26-25, we're
right,
coming back
right
down the field with a minute left to go in the game.
Right.
But, you know, our kids just came out, and, you know, you could just tell they wanted it more. You know, that's what we talk about. You got to want it more.
They had intensity from the kickoff. That was for sure. As they just, you know, the first offensive set that Lamar had out, they made two outstanding plays, made them go three and out, and had to kick it to you. And then the intensity by the offense, they come out and, you know, ran about 15 yards first and then a 20-something yard touchdown on the second play. And, you know, it was off to the races then. And, boy, it was just a great effort by your Rebel squad.
It was. You know, and hats off to Lamar. Everything we did, we had to battle for it. And like I said, we had some big plays in the process. We had some just drive plays in the process. But, you know, they were an excellent football team. You know, we had talked about it going in that, you know, this team was for real. You know, we knew this was going to be a huge challenge for us. And like I said, our kids stepped up tonight and played hard four quarters and then just started taking it away. And then you take, you know, that's just intensity right there. Riley picks off the ball and scores, and then they drive down the field and score. And then Parker gets the kickoff return and goes down the field to score. And then, you know, the last one there, you know, we're just trying to take time off the clock and, you know, Witt has a great run, but I'm going to tell you something, Aiden Watkins comes up with a heck of a daggone block. You know, where that guy was sitting, I was like, uh-oh, he's walked up, and Aiden picks him up, turns him inside, Witt breaks it, Riley and Wheeler out here blocking, and he's gone for a touchdown. So, like I said, the whole group, offense, defense, special teams. Cole, what was that field goal there?
50 yards.
50 yards. You know, that was
I was surprised you was doing that, but boy,
well, you know, look, you know, every Thursday we get out here and I watch him kick and he booms and booms and booms. And pregame, the block was on the LA, you know, middle of the field, and they kick it and, you know, they all go crazy, you know, for the game, like we've won it, you know, just during the pregame warm up. So I'm like, he's got the leg tonight, and
he was on fire.
And so we were thinking about going forward, and I thought, well, let's just pin him down there. Let's be smarter. Defense playing pretty good. And then I thought, you know, he can make this. You got roll out there. And I said, you got it? And he said, I got this. So, you know, boom, he hit it. And then, you know, the one that we missed
was 51.
That's right, 51, but it puts him on the 20-yard line.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, as we said, it's as good as a punt into the end zone. So,
that's
I
right.
mean, it's the same thing.
That's right. So, you know, offense, defense, special teams, everything really showed up tonight. Like I said, you know, we always talk about our special teams, and we do talk about Cole, the extra points, the field goals, the touchbacks. But with Parker on the big return.
Wasn't that something?
Defensively, what we have, I know we had a pick six.
Yeah.
We had a couple of interceptions.
Well, Riley had three interceptions, and we had four total, and Cheatham had one.
Yeah, so, you know, they did an outstanding job. And then there at the end of the game, Witt comes through with a big sack, then Gunner comes with a sack, and then it was really on. So,
yeah.
Like I said, our kids, you know, we went in halftime 24-7, and, you know, and, you know, we don't go in halftime a lot of times feeling real good about ourselves. So it was really a new experience for us in the field, in the field house. You know, we were just kind of, all right, let's, you know, You know, we know what these last two quarters mean. We know what we're playing for. So, you know,
yeah.
You know, we know nobody's going to just let down. So, and they didn't. They got after. So I'm just proud.
Yeah, it was a great effort for sure. Well, let's talk about where we are. We're 12-0 on the season, going to play for the school's first championship next Thursday night at JA. I've looked. Give me you haven't found a score or anything from the other game. 14-14 in the fourth quarter. So could be either Heritage or Adams County Christian.
We don't know.
Okay,
we don't know. Number one, yes, we're 12-0 right now, and this is the second time in, you know, now I got Coach Baldwin, correct me, second time in school history we've been 12-0. You know, we were 12-0 back in 2006, mm-hmm. and now this group has done something that, you know, has only been done one other time as far as records. What I am proud of this group is the way that they have played here at home and really, you know, made this a hard place for people to come in and play.
Yeah.
And, you know, last week in the playoffs and then this week. And, you know, this was the first time.
It was something tonight. This was the wildest bunch I've heard in a long time here at Thacker.
The crowd was super. The cheerleaders were super. Like I said, the kids played extremely hard out there. And they've taken a lot of pride in playing here.
Yeah.
And I was proud that, you know, in this particular playoff format system, you know, this first time we've been able to host a semifinal.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that was huge just as a school,
just to get
as a
there,
program.
Yeah.
And then for us to do this, and this would be what, the third, fourth time that we're playing for a state championship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we haven't won one, and, you know, that's what we're
doing.
Well,
I guess 2010 was the last time.
2010 was the last time we went and played for it, and so 10 years later we're right back.
Yeah.
And you know, so, you know, and that's what we've got to get ready for, and you know, and I know this group will you know, embrace that challenge.
Yeah, absolutely, and it'll be a great night down at JA on Thursday night. So everybody remember, it won't be a Friday football game next week. So what does that do for your preparation? You'll have one less day of practice.
Well, it's going to make it work where the coaches will get no sleep on the weekend. I can tell you that.
Stay at the school.
Yeah, we're fixing to put the coffee pots on.
Yeah.
And just be
so,
here.
So the wives of the coaches, you're on notice.
Oh,
you will not see your husband.
Go shop.
Next weekend.
That's right. Go do what you want to do, because, you know, what we'll do tonight is we'll start that. Well, first of all, we got to find out who won. Then we'll start gathering the film. And we'll go from there. But heck, we're not gonna gripe about it.
You're willing to make that sacrifice. Well,
that's right.
I tell you what, Coach. While before we get away, I just want to thank you and the coaching staff for all the preparations, because this has been a special season, not only for the players and you coaches, but also the general fans. It's just been an outstanding group.
Well, while we're here, and sometimes me and you, we run out of time in the pregame shows,
right,
and coaching shows. You know, I do want to talk about, you know, our coaching staff.
Yeah, Go right ahead, please.
Yeah, you got Josh Ray. Josh Ray has been with me for 19 years. I always say I think of more like family than a fellow coach. You know,
sure.
we can fight like brothers sometimes.
Well, you know, Josh, student here, so he's lived Leak Academy all his life.
He is Leak Academy. He is Leak Academy. That's right. You're exactly right. But, you know, he's got a lot of pride in his program, and he does a heck of a job, watching film, preparing, getting ready for everything, and brings that intensity every day to practice. And then you got Corey Burns, who, you know, Corey, another league graduate.
Another league guy.
That's right. Played for me back in, 03 and 04.
Wasn't a bad quarterback.
he does a good job. You know, he sacrifices a lot, and, he's our – you know, he's kind of my right-hand man on offense. And, I told him when the whole COVID thing came up, we got talking about, you know, coaches and getting sick and what we needed to do. And I said, you know, Corey, I said, let's be honest with you. You know, you're the coach that can't get sick, because nobody knows his signals. Everybody talks about stealing signals. Well, we don't even know what
he's doing.
He does more gyrations, and I'm just going, okay, call it. I don't care what you call it. You know? But he does a good job, a lot of sacrificing. And then you got Billy Harkins, another young coach. Now, Billy, he's not a graduate from here, but he's been with us now for 5 years, and you're not going to find another hard work. You're not going to find harder worker than Billy or Corey. You know, Billy does our special teams for us, and, you know, he breaks it down. And just like, you know, last week, you know, we'll ask him, you know, can this kid do? These two young coaches sacrifice a lot to get us where we want to. And then, you know, I've got my, you know, the guys that just come out volunteer. Lee Myers. Lee Myers is Mr. Everything. You know, he helps us with everything.
Overtime.
And, okay, we see ACCS and he's in overtime.
In overtime.
So, you know, he helps us out. Shane Brown helps us. Tater, we're just going to call him Tater. His real name's Stacy Harris, but if I said Stacy Harris, wouldn't nobody
knows who he is.
You know, him and Lee helped me up in the booth, you know, get all the paperwork done
right,
so we can look up stuff. And then you got Robert Robertson, who does a great job. You know, Robbie's out there with
he does all
the
in the huddle. Yeah,
he does our scout tower. Kind of went up the stands there because Robbie's always in the press box.
Yeah.
But, you know, he does a tremendous job running a scout team for us, and then, you know, with the huddle and stuff like that, make sure we got our films ready. So, you know, the guys I have, just they all work extremely hard, and, you know, we couldn't be here without them.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, then, you know, as we're just talking, you said where we're at, and you probably asked me the wrong question, but, you know, and then I want to say something about, you know, these parents. You know, these parents trust us with their young men. And, you know, the thing is about elite parents is they allow us to coach them. You know what I'm saying? They trust us and they allow us to push them because they want them to be the best.
Yeah,
and,
yeah,
you know, for 19 years, that's the way it's been. And we couldn't be sitting where we are if you didn't have parents like that are just, you know, as I always say, our parents are hard-nosed too, you know, they want a bunch of young men that are going to give everything they got. And then, like I said, then our kids. And then, like I said, just the school and the community, the support that we get is just unbelievable. So,
yeah,
you know, like I said, it's just one of those things. Like I said, very, very proud of all the accomplishments we've had this year. And now we've got one more, and, you know, and that's got to be our focus. You know, now we got one more week of this.
Yeah, absolutely. And, we just got to notice it's an overtime between ACCS and Heritage up at Columbus. So still don't know who we're going to be playing, but won't be very long. You'll have the information there. But you need to go get you some cough medicine.
Yeah, well, yeah. I do. In today's time, you don't want to be coughing, but I don't think it's a sick cough. I think I just choked
up. Yeah. You've probably been yelling a little bit too much tonight, too.
Yeah,
that's for sure. And, of course, great effort. You know, even a weird year, a COVID year like it's been, the fans have been great, and everything has gone well.
They have been super. You know, the first of the year, you know, with our two tickets per participant, you know, I know that killed a lot of folks. And then, you know, we've had to stay with the 50% rule. But, you know, like I said, everybody's been very supportive of this community. And, I, you know, when we do the a lot of times we talk about the Halloween carnival, you say, okay, now you got to switch your hat. Well, I'm going to switch my hat a little bit and come from an administrator side that this group, our community, has been very supportive of the rules we've had to enforce. And like I said, been supportive and understood. And so, you know, it's been a super year for us. I'm really, really, really proud.
Absolutely. Well, go get you some cough medicine and get to work on that film and get those coaches a cup of coffee. And we look forward to another week of Leak Academy football.
That's right. That's right. That's what you want to do. Just go to the very end. So.
Yeah, we play to the end. So it's going to be you and either Heritage and Adams County Christian next week for the state championship in 5A. So we thank you for coming up and still nothing, Gilbert.
Still overtime.
Still nothing from past overtime, okay? Well, thank you so much for coming up.
I appreciate it, and y'all take care. And, you know, we've been thanking everybody, but you two do one heck of a job. You know, when we had our, you know, when we were doing our live stream, you know, of course, the kids really enjoyed watching it. You know, so y'all have done a great job, do a good job on the radio, so we appreciate that.
Well, we certainly appreciate that, Coach, and it's been a fun year.
It has. We got one more. Me and you both are kind of doing the swan song. We got one more.
That's right. One more.
All right. Well, I
all right,
appreciate y'all.
You. We've been visiting with Coach Brian Pickens, the victorious coach here at the Leak Academy. We'll go on to the championship next Thursday evening, and tonight's 45-14 win over Lamar School.